Good morning. I did say that we were going to go further into the next cloud, but I realized that there are certain points which are still not clear in regards to the Zalach of Davin together with the Chazan, and the issue of starting Shmoneh Esrei in a way that you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzib, miss Kedusha, which still need to be clarified. So I apologize, but we're going to go through some of the halachas of these points. So regards to davening together with the Chazan, there are opinions which say that davening together with the Chazan has the equivalent of the halacha of Tefillah B'Tzibur, the argument being that the purpose of the Chazan's Chazaras HaShatz is to be Motzi the Tzibur, so the Tzibur is being Yotze with him, it's like the Tzibur is davening. So he's davening together with the Tzibur by davening together with the Chazan. So that is a milo which Chazaras HaShatz, the davening with Chazaras HaShatz will give you. And therefore, if a person would is, let's say, running a little bit late, and he says, I could start now and try and finish off my Shmoneh Esrei quickly to be able to answer Kedusha, or I'll wait for Chazar Shashat and daven with the Chazan. So it would be preferable to do that. Let's say a person finds that difficult. He says, if I daven now and have to daven quickly, and that's hard for me. If I daven with the Chazan, it's hard to stay focused on my daven when I'm busy trying to make sure I'm keeping up with the Chazan. So then, in that situation, a person would be the scenario which we had halacha says, so he would wait till after Kedusha and after Moedim and start his Shmoneh Esrei, as long as he's not going to miss the Kaddish, let's say by Shacharis, which he'll finish before they get to the Kaddish after Uvol Hatzion, Kaddish Tiskabel. Okay. Let's say a person wants to... Let's say a person started his own Shmoneh Esrei and he davened slowly, and by doing so, the Tzibur davened quickly, and all of a sudden he realizes that he's holding by Kedusha and so are they. He didn't start with the Chazan, he started way before the Chazan. That wasn't his intent to daven with the Chazan, so he can answer Kedusha, since he's holding the Bracha of Atah Kedosh, he can answer Kedusha. And together with the Chazan, he will say the words of Kedusha, including the Hazmona, and then he'll answer Kedusha as well. Let's say that he is davening Shmoneh Esrei, and he realizes if he waits a little bit, he will be able to say Kedusha. The first scenario which we gave was that it just happened to come out that they're holding in the same place. What about waiting for that purpose? So the Beis Baruch says a person should not wait for that purpose. He should continue davening at his own pace. And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. Let's say they already started Chazaras HaShatz and he realizes if he just waits a few moments, he'll be able to do that. So that is appropriate to do so. Okay, let's say a person wants to start Shmoneh Esrei down with the Chazan, but he wants to start a little before the Chazan to be able to make sure that he gets the Kedusha at the same time as the Chazan. So that is permitted. A person could do that. And once we see that these cases we just mentioned, that a person is holding them at that point and says Kedusha, so a person can start beforehand, a little before the Chazan starts, to be able to, therefore, be able to say Kedusha together with the Tzibur. The person has that option. The person knows that he's going to be able to say Kedusha by a later minyan. So this idea of waiting or going ahead or these options would not be preferred. He should daven as he's going to daven. And then you continue davening along his way. And then later on, he'll say Kedusha by a different minyan. We mentioned before, a new point, you mentioned before that a person cannot start before the Tzibur. So let's say a person wants to do this, start before the Tzibur, to be able to finish in time to answer Kedusha. So now by Mincha and Marav, that wouldn't be an option, because starting before the Tzibur means he's going to miss the Minyan Shrei Rabba of Kaddish, which is before the silence for necessary Mincha and Marav. But by Shacharis, this theoretically would be an option. He knows he takes longer, so he'll go ahead, start davening early, and get to Shmoneh Esrei before the Tzibur, thereby allowing to say Kedusha tethered with the Tzibur. So this is a question, and there are definitely those who say that he could do so. That even though we have this rule that a person cannot go ahead of the Tzibur, but if the reason why he's doing that is in order to facilitate saying Kedusha, So that would be a valid need, and therefore he could go ahead of the tzibur to be able to do that. And that's something which a person can rely on. Okay, so that's some of the points in regards to davening together with chazor hashatz. One or two more points. When we mentioned that when the person davens with the chazan, so he says the same nusach of kedusha as the chazan, that includes the door by door. The Aruch HaShulchan says he actually sends Birchas Kahanim together with the Chazan. We don't paskin like that. But in a case in Eretz Yisrael where the Kahanim are duchening, so he would answer amen to the brachas of the Kahanim, but not to the Yerechecha, the Yoer, and Yisa, but not to the bracha that the Kahanim say, Asher Kedishanu B'Kedushosai Shal Aaron, that he would not answer amen to. We still need to clarify some other points in regards to this halacha of starting Shemoneh Esrei and whether you're going to Miss Kedusha. We will touch on those points in the next year. Have a good day.